This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub & Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Kelly Morlock can help you manage your wealth and retirement needs.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
This is John Williams with the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Have you ever wondered what that magic stuff that comes out of your tap, where it comes from, who treats it, how it gets to you, where it's collected? To answer these questions and more is Kathleen Brennan, an analyst with Coastside Water District. Welcome, Kathleen.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. So what is your distribution area for the Coastside Water District? What is the territory?
So Coastside County Water District service area includes the city of Half Moon Bay and then the unincorporated communities of Miramar, El Granada, Princeton. We also serve the Moon Ridge area, and we also serve an area down San Mateo Road.
I understand you have 5 water sources to supply water. What are those?
Yes, so Coastside County Water District receives water from the SFPUC. We have 2 sources that we purchase water from. That's the Pillar Cedars Reservoir, which is in the local mountain range, the Santa Cruz Mountain Range, and also Upper Crystal Springs Reservoir, which is off of 92, and most people drive by it most days. And then we also have 3 local sources. We have Pillar Cedars Creek that we can use during the winter months, and we have Denniston Creek. And we also have a well filled in the near the Denniston Airport that we can use to supplement Denniston Creek.
And you have about 100 miles of transmission and distribution pipelines. Out of curiosity, what's the difference between those two?
So since we do have many sources and it's all raw water, meaning untreated water, we have to bring that water to our treatment plants. So all the piping that goes from the source of water to the treatment plant is considered raw water or transmission lines, as we refer to it. Then we have our distribution services, which are the treated water. So everything after the treatment plants, how the water gets, all the piping that goes to everybody's house or business within our service area, that's the distribution system.
And you mentioned the treatment centers, the treatment plants. Denniston Water, is that correct?
Yes. So we have the Nunez Water Treatment Plant, which kind of covers, Zach, technically it's in the unincorporated area, but it's right above the high school on Carter Hill. That treatment plant is a conventional treatment plant. And then we also have, in the northern part of our service area in Moss Beach, we have the Denniston Treatment Plant, which is a direct filtration treatment plant. And that plant treats all the water from Denniston Creek and our well filled.
And presumably from Montara Mountain?
No, I assume it's possible that Montara Mountain is close to Pillar Cedars Lake, and so we could get runoff from that mountain shed into Pillar Cedars Lake. But Pillar Cedars Reservoir is a little south of Montara Mountain.
And once it gets to the treatment plants, you treat it for what kinds of things?
Oh, lots of things. Basically, we're trying to remove all the suspended solids. We're trying to remove taste and odor and control the temperature. You know, so we will add chemicals to try to attract all of those suspended solids and get them to settle out. And then we will filter the water as a polishing step, and we'll disinfect the water at the very end to make sure that it's safe safe to drink, and all of the bacteria and viruses are deactivated, as they say. So that, and then we'll keep that disinfection through the distribution pipe so that it stays disinfected till it reaches the property that our customers.
Oh, you pump it through the pipes?
Yes, we.
Interesting.
We pump water, or it goes by gravity. Right, but it's okay. Under pressure, yes.
Under pressure. And I see that iron and manganese are two elements you take out. And why is that? And where do they come from?
Well, iron and manganese are naturally occurring, and it's mostly found in groundwater sources locally here. They pose a taste and color and issue. They're considered secondary elements that need to be removed from the water. And what's really only, we only have an issue with that really in our Denniston watershed from the wells there.
And is the monitoring process continuous or something you do, say, at any given time or in batches?
Monitoring is continuous. There are certain things that are critical that we monitor for all the time. pH being one, turbidity of the water being another, color, odor. There's other tests that we run daily to weekly to monthly, depending what it is. We test for bacteria, viruses, anything like that that could harm people. We also do routine testing for a whole list of heavy metals, volatile organics, anything that is known to, you know, be in the drinking water and might cause harm to people.
Like I said at the beginning, I think we take water for granted, and it's amazing to see what goes on behind the scenes that's unbeknownst to the public.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for doing that. And once it gets to the houses, and I'm assuming that the greatest amount of customers are residential, correct?
Within our service area, about 55% of the water use is what we can call residential. So it either goes to multifamily or single-family residences.
And once it gets to the families, you have automatic meter reading. What is that?
Yeah, so we have what's called advanced meter infrastructure. And what that is the reads, we don't have to physically go to the meter. They're transmitted by a radio signal, and we can capture that signal. So every hour, the reader, that we will take a read from all the meters within our service area and capture that. And people are able to look at their hourly reads. All the customers can sign up for a program we call WaterSmart. And they can, there's a little bit of a delay, like 8 hour to 12 hour delay, but you can see how much water you're using and when you're using it.
That's incredible. Mm-hmm. Oh, sophisticated.
Yeah.
No idea.
It really helps our customers.
Yeah. It's good to know. I'll get that URL or address from you at the end, but customers can go to your site.
Yeah, they can go to our website or they can, or, you know, and contact us and we can set them up.
Brilliant. What happens in a drought?
Well, droughts can lead to water shortages. That's our biggest concern as a water purveyor. And so what happens is there's less water available to treat and provide for our customers, and we have to monitor that closely. We have a water shortage contingency plan that we submit to the state every 5 years. And so we have a plan set up to implement our water shortage contingency plan to help our customers reduce or ration is a common word, the amount of water they use. And depending on the severity of the drought, it could be anywhere from 10% to greater, up to 60%. We have a plan in place to help our customers reduce their water consumption.
And currently, what is an average household usage amount?
So currently, well, per person, we have about 47 gallons per day per person is what's being used in the residential sector. And then the typical bill of a single family is about 2 units per person. On average, maybe 3 people in a household. So the average bill is maybe 5 to 6 units per month. And a 1 unit, billing unit, is 748 gallons. You know, that's pretty low. That's gone down quite a bit since I've been here. It's even low for the state of California. We're lucky because our climate is so mild. compared to like Sacramento or some other area where they would, in hotter areas, there's more demand for irrigation, there's more swimming pools, people might take showers more often to cool off. So the mild climate definitely helps us out.
Well, that prompts a thought. I see less and less lawns in landscaping and sometimes, to my dismay, artificial lawns. But nonetheless, that's going to have to account for much less water usage, I think.
Yeah. I mean, people making their priorities and they don't want to spend their, have a high water bill for irrigating a lawn. So we have a lot of our customers putting in more water efficient landscaping. So that's another reason we have such low water usage.
Keep it up, guys. excellent movement. Is there anything you would like to tell your customers before we wrap?
If they want to learn more about the Coastside County Water District, I would refer them to our website, which is coastsidewater.org. And you can find information about the Water Smart program. You can find our urban water management plan and our water shortage contingency plan on the website. You can find out more about our sources. And if you're interested in water quality, you can also find our water quality report. We do that annually. So the next one that's coming out will be by July of this year. So there's lots to learn. So our website's a good resource.
Thank you. Very informational. Very insightful. Appreciate it. Well, this is John Williams, KHMB, Feature Story of the Week.
Our thanks to John Williams for this edition of the Feature Story of the Week. And for Radio Magazine, this is Jim Henderson. If you are a little worn out with the ups and downs of 2026, let's take a break and journey back to another time on the coastside. Cameron Palmer is standing by to take you to the year 1975, courtesy of the KHNB Time Machine. Fasten your seatbelt. The ride begins in moments on your hometown community station. This is 100.9. Coastside Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
Serving the neighborhoods of the Coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710 and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1975. The Time Machine takes us to 1975. From the pages of the Half Moon Bay Review, these are the stories that are making the news. Coastside hoping to view total eclipse of the moon. The director of Morrison Planetarium says a total eclipse of the moon will be visible in the Bay Area late Saturday, May 24th. Coastsiders are hoping for clear skies and an absence of our usual fog and overcast. And pool at the high school closed for pupil comfort. The swimming pool at Half Moon Bay High School was closed Friday because students complaining of eye discomfort. The pool is checked every 2 hours, and the level of chemicals in the pool were at proper level. School officials said they wanted to be on the safe side since the person who normally does the chemicals check was on vacation. State wants more land for Pescadero Marsh and Año Nuevo. The State Department of Parks and Recreation is proposing an acquisition of a total of almost 1,400 acres around the Pescadero Marsh and State Park and the Año Nuevo State Reserve. Funds will come out of the 1974 State Parks Bond and $100,000 donated by the Audubon Society. Now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. We get into some fun discussions around the trivia boards at the pub. There's enough time in between the questions and the games to socialize, so that's what we do. The other day we started listing things that even with inflation we won't skip on. The topic began with the memory brought up of my grandma who loved bacon. She let slip one day to my mom that her favorite was the thick sliced peppered version as she was frying the tiny little cup packages that she had purchased. When asked why she didn't have any of the preferred bacon, she answered, Well, as a matter of fact, it's so expensive. From that day on, she was treated to the thick cut and enjoyed every slice. It's fun to brainstorm what you won't skip on. How about farm fresh eggs with orange yolks instead of less tasty yellow? One person said toilet paper, having bought a single ply for a cheaper price. Some of the gals mentioned L'Oreal hair color, because I deserve it. Footwear came up, probably by folks with delicate feet. A couple guys threw in they're never skimping on a vehicle, be it a car, truck, or motorcycle. That brought up good gasoline prices and higher prices, just in case cheap gas hurt those engines. Pet owners chimed in for special pet food, regardless of the cost, for their furry friends. Well, let's hope you don't skimp on delicious burger at my restaurant, which you can also get good ambiance and new friends. Keep calm and don't skip on. We hope to see you soon at Cameron's Restaurant, Pub, and Inn, and now RV Camping. 1975 marks the year that the long, drawn-out war on Vietnam comes to an end, and the United States withdraws all troops and South Vietnam unconditionally surrenders to the North. The U.S. carries out Vietnam Operation Baby Lift, bringing Vietnamese orphans to America. The U.S. sees a start back down with inflation reducing to 9.2%. The New York City avoids bankruptcy when President Gerald Ford signs a $2.3 billion loan. What is the cost of living in 1975? Average cost of a new home is $39,000 on an average income of $14,000. And the average monthly rent is $200. OPEC raises oil prices by 10%, and the cost of a barrel of oil is now $13. And gas goes to the high price of, wait for it, 44 cents a gallon. Those were the days. In technology, Bill Gates and Paul Allen create a company called Microsoft. Popular movies include Jaws, The Towering Inferno, and Young Frankenstein. In popular music, it's not often that the artist turns out a hit record and 13 years later releases the same record, and it's a hit once again. In 1962, this record climbed to number 2. Now in 1975, it takes that same recording and slows it down a tad, and it shoots to number 1. Here's Neil Sedaka, and Breaking Up is Hard to Do.
Tell me that you're leaving. I can't believe it's true. Girl, there's just no living without you. Don't take your love away. Don't you leave my heart in misery. 'Cause if you go, then I'll be blue. Breaking up is hard to do. Remember when you held me tight and you kissed me all through the night. Think of all that we've been through, and breaking up is hard to do. They say that breaking up is hard to do. Now I know that it's true. Don't say that this is the end. Instead of breaking up, I wish that we were making up again. Give our love just one more. Come on, baby, let's start anew. Breaking up is hard to do. Breaking up is oh so hard to do.
He was known primarily as a successful country singer, but this recording was a crossover appeal and ends up number one on the AC charts. Here's Charlie Rich with Every Time I Touch You, I Get High.
Every time you touch me, I get high. And every time you're near me, I can fly. High above the clouds and rain, way above the hurt and pain. And when you're gone, I fall down from the sky. But every time you touch me, I get high. I've been touched by the angels, and I've been kissed by the very best. Touch me, I get high. And every time you're near me, I can fly. When your fingers touch my skin, that's when I start to live again. 'Cause without your love, I'd lay right down and die. Every time you touch me, I get high.
Until next time in another year, this is Cameron Palmer for the KHMB Time Machine. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
Serving the neighborhoods of the Coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710 and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
A reverse mortgage is a financial tool that allows senior homeowners to access the equity in their homes without having to sell them. Essentially, instead of making monthly mortgage payments, seniors receive money from a lender, which is then paid back when they move out of the home or pass away. This can be particularly beneficial for seniors who are on a fixed income and may need extra funds to cover living expenses, healthcare costs, or home repairs. By providing access to cash while allowing them to stay in their homes, reverse mortgages can help seniors maintain their quality of life, such as paying off existing debts, funding home improvements, or covering medical expenses. This financial cushion can give seniors peace of mind, helping them to live more comfortably and securely without the burden of monthly mortgage payments. For more information about this financial tool for seniors, call your Coastside Reverse Mortgage Specialist at 858-967-6060, 858-967-6060.
Welcome to Financial Focus on KHMB, community radio for the Coastside. Join us as we explore what you need to know about securing your financial future. We'll cover topics like managing your 401k and IRA, understanding your Social Security benefits, and navigating pension plans. It's time to help you enjoy the retirement you've worked so hard for. And now, here's your host, Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones in Half Moon Bay.
Hi, everyone. This is Kelly Morlock, financial advisor with Edward Jones here in Half Moon Bay. And this week's financial focus, four stages of raising confident, money-smart kids. Good financial habits are a little like brushing your teeth. When you learn them early, they become second nature, and you can carry them with you for life. And while money can feel complicated, especially today, the foundation starts simply. Parents can begin the conversation with very young children, and young adults can build on those basics as they take on more responsibility. Step by step, these habits create confidence that builds long-term financial security and a more fulfilling life. The following are four key stages of financial growth. Stage one, for very young children, the goal is to make money feel simple and manageable. A great place to start is with three jars labeled spend, save, and share. When kids can actually see their money grow or shrink, the idea starts to make sense. Saving also introduces them to goal setting, and working toward paying for a small toy or outing teaches patience. Most important, you're helping your children see money as a tool they can understand easily and use with confidence. Stage 2. If you have tweens, children roughly 9 to 12 years old, they're usually ready for slightly bigger financial ideas. This is a great time for them to earn money through chores or small jobs, helping them see the connection between effort and reward and building a sense of ownership. Conversations about needs versus wants also become more meaningful because kids are now making real choices with money they earned themselves. Your tween may be ready for a simple savings account to watch their savings grow or a reloadable cash card for spending. Stage 3. By the time teens reach high school or young adulthood, budgeting becomes essential. This doesn't need to be overly strict or complicated. A simple system that helps them track deposits and withdrawals can make all the difference. Whether they use an app, a paper notebook, or a spreadsheet, the real goal is awareness. Teenagers also benefit from learning how credit works. Understanding how to build a healthy credit score and how to use credit wisely protects them from costly mistakes in later life. Stage 4. Then come the early working years, when habits shift from learning to building. One of the smartest steps at this stage is paying yourself first. Automatic transfers to savings or retirement accounts help establish stability without extra effort. Even small retirement contributions matter more than most people realize, because time allows compounding to do the heavy lifting. This is also when young adults can start organizing their money into different buckets for rent, automobile payments, emergencies, retirement, and everyday spending. These habits help lay the groundwork for financial freedom down the road. Throughout every stage, the theme is confidence. Each small success creates a sense of control, and each good habit makes the next one easier. Over time, these habits turn into a lifetime of financial security and fulfillment. When you start strong and stay consistent, money becomes the tool that helps your children support the lives they want. This is Kelly Morlock, financial advisor with Edward Jones, here in Half Moon Bay, California, and this week's Financial Focus.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Kelly Morlock, your Edward Jones financial advisor, at 650-726-9133.
Serving the neighborhoods of the Coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710 and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
I'm Jacqueline Long from Mindful Child and Family Therapy. We're a therapy practice dedicated to promoting mental health and wellness. We support people of all ages, from young children all the way up through older adults and couples. We have offices here on the coast in Half Moon Bay, as well as over the hill. Our therapists are really passionate about supporting people with relationship challenges, trauma, grief, anxiety, and depression. We know life can be hard, and it can be hard to find trusted people who can skillfully guide you through those tough times. But we're not here for easy. We're here for you. Visit us today at mcaft.com, which stands for Mindful Child and Family Therapy. That's mcaft.com. Or you can call us at 650-300-3635. We love what we do, and Coastside community, we love you.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
This week's host is Dr. David Antion, speaking on the subject of sleep and health. His commentary follows this brief message.
This is Dr. Brian Shepherd. Do you snore or have trouble sleeping? If so, you may have obstructive sleep apnea. If untreated, obstructive sleep apnea can lead to stroke, heart problems, high blood pressure, and diabetes. Shepherd Family Dentistry can arrange a home sleep study connected with a specialized MD for diagnosis and customize a discrete appliance to alleviate symptoms and provide restful sleep. We can bill medical insurance and Medicare. If you would like to learn more, call us at 726-3355 or visit us at shepherddentist.com. You can get a good night's sleep, and I would like to show you how.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
There's one thing that's good for everything. If you have a surgery operation, if you've been injured, if you've got the flu, if you've got a fever, if you've got things, you know, something's racking your body, there's one thing that's good for everything. It's restorative sleep. Sleep. But one third of our time on earth is spent sleeping. God made it, everything sleeps. Birds sleep. Animals sleep, kittens sleep, dogs sleep, cows sleep, horses sleep. Many of them sleep standing up, but they sleep. And that sleep is to restore them. In other words, we do not have a perpetual body that goes day and night for everything. We have to restore it, and sleep restores it. Different stages, four stages, and then plus the REM sleep. The REM sleep means rapid eye movement. Your breathing is altered just a little bit. That's usually the stage where you dream. When the rapid eye movement starts, there's a hormone that is released in your body that paralyzes your muscle movements. That's to keep you from doing actions that are in your dream that might hurt you or hurt somebody else. Now, that's the end result. That's the last stage of sleep, REM sleep, and usually but there are four other stages. Stage one is when you're starting to get to sleep and you're very easily awakened. You know what's going on. You could hear things if somebody's around or so on. Stage two, you're a little bit deeper, but you can be brought out. Stage three, you're really deep. You probably won't hear much. You don't know what's going on. You don't hear. You're just out. I didn't hear anything. I didn't see anything. Stage three and stage four sleep are the restorative times where the hormones are restored, your cells are now being rebuilt. You need those stages of sleep to repair your mind, your nervous system, your hormonal balance, all the things that make you better. Nobody sleeps perfectly. But you can help yourself to sleep. Americans generally are sleep deprived. Why are we sleep deprived? Well, Thank you, Mr. Edison, for inventing the light bulb. Before the light bulb, people just went by the sun. As the sun came up, you got up. As the sun went down, you came into your house, and, you know, you might have had a candle or two, but after a little bit, you're tired, you go to sleep. There's not. But now we have television, now we have movies, now you have cell phones, now you have iPads, and you could just watch movies and so on and sit there in bed. And a lot of people watch television until it's time to go to bed, and their eyes are blinking. As it disturbs certain hormones in your body about sleep. As you get older, here's what happens to your sleep. You tend to have a longer time getting to sleep. You tend to have increased wakefulness after you start to sleep. You'll have also decreased sleep efficiency. In other words, you spend more time in bed wide awake. When you're awake, you've got these beta waves. Beta waves are short, quick, you're alert. As you sit down and begin to relax, this is why people like to watch television, and they start having alpha waves. The waves are longer, a little longer, and then next thing you know, they're tired. They're starting to relax, and, you know, they're not as alert. You have an increased percentage of high of stage one. That is where you're ready to wake up. But what we want, what is very important for us, is to set up some rules and a process whereby you sleep better. And the first thing is to realize the benefits of regular routine. They find that if you go to bed and get up on a regular routine about the same time every day, a regulated tends to increase your sleep patterns. Develop a relaxing routine before you go to bed. Don't have a lot of lights shining in your eyes. Don't have electromagnetic stuff. Don't keep your cell phone too close. Don't wear your eye watch, so to speak, all night necessarily, because electromagnetics, they're now thinking that they might have a little bit of effect on your sleep pattern. The consequences of bad sleep or no sleep are devastating. It's been studied over and over again because why? We spend a third of our life. Get good sleep. Get good habits. You need to sleep well. And the consequences of not getting the good restorative sleep are, I don't even want to read you the list, okay? I don't want to read you the list. Sleep is good. Everybody sleeps. Animals sleep. You need to sleep. Okay, that's my health tip for today, because sleep is good for everything. You need sleep.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
Serving the neighborhoods of the Coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710, and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
On the carousel, on the carousel.
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel.
Welcome to Coastside Carousel here on KHMB. I'm your host, Mike Dale, and today our caravan is parked in the heart of Main Street. Why? It's a very special preview of the Half Moon Bay Wine and Jazz Festival. While we won't have him in the studio today, the spirit of artistic director Marcus Shelby is all over this lineup. It's Saturday, May 9th on Main Street. Marcus is a legendary bassist and composer whose vision has truly shaped the musical identity of this festival. This is the fifth annual Wine and Jazz Fest in Half Moon Bay. This year, he has curated a journey that spans from the centennial of Miles Davis to the vibrant streets of Havana. Let's dive into the sounds that will be taking over Main Street on May 9th. The centerpiece of this year's festival is a tribute to the Prince of Darkness himself. It's Miles Davis. 2026 marks his centennial. And to celebrate, Marcus Shelby Nonne is bringing us a special program, Birth of the Cool Revisited. They'll be performing with the original instrumentation from the groundbreaking 1949 sessions, including the rare textures of the French horn and tuba. Birth of the Cool wasn't just a recording back in that day. It was the work of young, innovative geniuses like Miles Davis, surrounded by forward-thinking arrangers at the time. It remains one of the most enduring records in history, and hearing it live on the coast is going to be a landmark moment. Again, mark your calendars. Saturday, May 9th, noon to 5 on the streets of Half Moon Bay. Let's listen to the song from Miles Davis called Moonbeams now. It's from the Cool Sessions on KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
Thank you. the very thought of you. And I forget to do those little ordinary things that everyone ought to do. I'm living in a kind of daydream. I'm happy as a queen, and foolish though it may seem, to me that's everything, the mere idea of you, the longing here for you. You'll never know how slow the moments go till I'm near to you. I see your face in every flower, your eyes in the stars above. It's just the thought of you, the very thought of you, my love. Longing here for you. You'll never know how slow the moments go till I'm near to you. I see your face in every flower, your eyes in stars above. It's just the thought of you, the very thought of you.
Community Radio for the Coastside is KHMB 100.9 FM and AM 1710. This is Coastside Carousel, celebrating the Half Moon Bay Wine and Jazz Fest on Saturday, May 9th on Main Street. That'll be noon to 5. Get your tickets at hmbwineandjazzfest.com. All the details on that website as well. I'm Mike Dale, and we're celebrating Miles Davis on Jazz Fest Day from the brilliant album Birth of the Cool in 1949. And you just heard Stella Heath Sextet with her classic from Billie Holiday's catalog, exploring all that different music. And she'll be featured right there on the main stage on Main Street as one of the acts as part of Jazz Fest 2026. Just hearing that interpretation from Stella Heath that we just played there, you get the feeling that Billie Holiday will be in the air on Saturday, May 9th. Support for Coastside Carousel comes from Cameron's Restaurant, Pub, and Inn. The music doesn't stop with the carousel here. Check out the live events and keep calm and karaoke on the nights at Cameron's. It's the Coastside's favorite spot if you got a song and a smile in your heart. Cameron's Pub on Highway 1 and Karaoke Night. We continue our preview of Wine and Jazz Fest with a Bay Area talent who's expanding the boundaries of the genre, flutist Rabia Kabir. Raised in a Berkeley home filled with sounds ranging from Charles Mingus to Eric B., a Stanford scholar and award-winning artist, her debut album, Jezebel Rewritten, explores themes of black womanhood and feminism within jazz history. And we're going to hear a track right now from that CD called Jezebel Rewritten. It's Rabia Kabir on KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
Thank you.
Coastside Carousel on KHMB. Community Radio
for the Coastside.
Vaya, no te duermas en el metro. Que se te va con el ojo.
Cogieron a la confianza y acabaron contigo, refío. Te dormiste en el metro, ella pensaba que eran amigos.
Quédate sentada donde estás, le digo de buena forma. Voy a comprarte un helado. En el otro lado estaba yo sentado, y Juan pensando que era mi amigo, se fue y la dejó conmigo. Cuando vi aquel monumento, perdí todo mi control. Se me paró el corazón y hasta quedé sin aliento. Cuando le hablé de ti, ella me dijo que eran amigos. Yo no tengo la culpa que quiera compartir conmigo.
Cuestión de obligación, escucha mi inspiración. Ella pensaba que eran amigos, me la llevo porque quiere. No es cuestión de obligación, escucha mi inspiración. Ella pensaba que eran amigos.
Vaya, montate en el tren del sabor. Llegó la cubrea de nuevo. Te cogieron a la confianza, muchachos, y acabaron contigo. Te dormiste en el metro, ella pensaba que eran amigos.
Te cogieron a la confianza más. Y acabaron contigo, Pepillo.
Oye, Pepillo.
Te dormiste en el metro, ella pensaba que eran amigos.
Si un jardinero de amor, caballero, siembra una flor y se va, otro viene y la cultiva, ¿de cuál de los dos será?
Te cogieron a la confianza.
Celebrating the Half Moon Bay Wine and Jazz Fest on Saturday, May 9th on Main Street, noon to 5. There was Havana-born percussionist Jesus Diaz. He's been a pillar of the Bay Area scene since 1980. His group is a masterclass in what they call timba. It's an incredible fusion of traditional Afro-Cuban sounds with jazz and with funk. Pretty cool. I'm Mike Dale on Coastside Carousel. What an incredible lineup curated by Marcus Shelby on Saturday, May 9th on the streets of Half Moon Bay, Main Street that is. It's a testament to the world-class talent that we're lucky to have right here in Half Moon Bay. Again, the jazz lineup curated by Marcus Shelby features Jesus Diaz, Marcus Shelby None, Stella Heath, Rabia Kabir, and by the way, wine tasting. We didn't even talk about this. Over 40 to 50 wineries from regions including Napa, Sonoma, Paso Robles, and the Santa Cruz Mountains. Also, if you're not into wine, although why wouldn't you be, they do have beer and cider from Devil's Canyon Brewing, Hop Dogma Brewing Company, and Santa Cruz Cider Company. Also food, you got to have a little nosh with your drinks. Local favorites include Fire and Slice Pizza, Sage Bakehouse, Lilo's Kitchen, and Sam's Chowdermobile. Love Sam's. Tickets online at HalfMoonBayWineAndJazzFest.com. Get yours today. That'll do it for this edition of Coastside Carousel. Remember to support our local musicians, the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live, and the wonderful music venues along the coastside. We are blessed with a rich tapestry of vibrant music. If you're a local band who writes original music and you want to be featured on the show, email me, mike@khmbradio.com. I'm Mike Dale. Stay in tune and be well on your carousel.
On the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. Christians have always believed that the greatest life-changing experience available to any individual is a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, and the testimonies of numerous converts confirm the dramatic changes which often accompany salvation. One such testimony of change comes from Founding Father Noah Webster, who explained, "I was led by a spontaneous impulse to repentance, prayer, and entire submission and surrender of myself to my Maker and Redeemer. I now began to understand and relish many parts of the Scriptures which before appeared mysterious and unintelligible. In short, my view of the Scriptures, of religion, of the whole Christian scheme of salvation, and of God's moral government are very much changed." The power of God to change a life yielded to him was just as evident at the time of the Founding Fathers as it still is today.
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.